Today, we continue our deep dive into childcare in Maine. We tend to think of universal childcare as something that would be very difficult to make happen in the United States. We have programs like Head Start for low-income families. People who can pay more often elect private childcare. But during World War II, necessity made possible the creation of a network of federally subsidized preschools that were open to all families, regardless of income, as long as they lived in an area impacted by the war effort. Nora Flaherty has been researching this little-known period in history and joins me now to talk about it. Nora, welcome.
Hey, Erwin.
So, Nora, what was this program and why did it happen?
Well, during World War II, as we know, there was a huge labor shortage. War industry needed women to work. That's why you saw all those sort of posters, Rosie the Riveter and women's recruitment posters to work in war industries. First, they just wanted single women, and then they just wanted women without children. But eventually, the federal government realized that they would have to start hiring mothers. Otherwise, they wouldn't be able to meet their labor needs. That was great, except that there were all these problems that were created by the fact that these women were working, including fears about juvenile delinquency going through the roof. There were all these sort of breathless reports of child neglect. And the federal government eventually was sort of forced to get involved by subsidizing childcare. But they wanted to be really clear that they weren't subsidizing it forever. And they made sure, and I am really, really simplifying this, that it was funded under a military program, which would end at the end of the war. And that's how the government's foray into universal childcare ended up being funded by a construction program. Yeah. So communities had to apply and prove that they needed it. But once they had it, anyone could pay about $4 a week and they could use it. And loads of women did, not just people who worked in war industries. Across the country, there were upwards of like 2,000 or 3,000 programs.
So what did you find out about the programs in Maine?
We know one school in Brunswick that served people in that surrounding area, the Bath Iron Works area, Brunswick. There was BIW and also a company that made rayon for parachutes. There seem to have also been smaller programs in South Portland and some other communities, but a lot of those records have been lost. I ended up going from historical society to library to other historical society, looking at old newspapers and old town reports. And basically what I found out was that the Brunswick program, it was about 20 or 25 kids, and it was really well loved. It was different from what we'd seen before from sort of group child care in the U.S. because nursery schools weren't popular at that time. 20 or 25 kids playing with educational toys, having hot meals, taking naps, playing on a playground. And most people at this time saw group child care as kind of a last resort. But through this program, it seems, at least based on the local newspapers, that people in Brunswick really came to embrace the idea.
It seems positive overall. So what happened?
Well, the war ended. A lot of economists and people in industry and government were really worried that after the war, there would be a huge depression with massive unemployment. So they wanted to really shrink the workforce as quickly as possible. There was also the fear of socialism. The idea of group child care was something that was associated with the Soviet Union, and people didn't see that as being something that Americans would do. So all of these things kind of conspired. And on a most basic level, the agency that funded these programs, the Federal Works Administration, was defunded after the war. So that was pretty much the end of it.
And why is this so widely forgotten?
This was definitely seen as being a temporary thing. This was a wartime exigency. It was just for the duration. And once it was done, these would be done. It doesn't go along with the narrative that we have about the late 1940s and 50s. The idea that more women would be needing childcare outside the home is not consistent with that narrative. And that narrative was very important during the Cold War. There was, however, a need that continued and grew over the coming decades. But that's not something we hear about.
Does this have any lessons that we can learn from today?
Absolutely. I'd say the big lesson is that this can be done. It was set up within about a year of the money being allocated. And the other thing is that it can be done without ceding local control. That's always a big concern with federal programs, that there will be this big government overreach. But the way that this worked was that the federal government very explicitly did not get involved in local curricula and local operations of these schools. Those are the big two lessons that we would learn from this.
All right. Nora, thanks very much.
Thank you, Erwin.
Maine Public's Deep Dive, Childcare in Maine, is made possible in part by the John T. Gorman Foundation and United Way's Women United.